Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. It's Sunday. We are here.
And the coffee is wonderful. How are you this morning?
It is wonderful. So I'm going to let the gent lead off. We get the baby today. I keep calling him baby. He's a toddler now. I'm always going to call him a baby. We get him today. We didn't have him yesterday, Saturday, which we normally get him on. Because he had a birthday party to go to.
Social event.
Yes, his little social calendar is starting to fill up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting him today.
If you had a picture of him, you'd see why. He's going to be in demand. All the girl parties are going to be, let's get Cameron over here. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it was a big day for Cameron, too. A couple of days, we had his birthday, and he turned two. And the big deal for the two-year-old, apparently, nowadays, is you get to turn the car seat from facing backwards to facing forwards.
Yes.
And apparently, he loved it.
Yeah.
Because they put him in there, and then after the car ride, he'd go, car ride, because he wants to get back in that car and see where he's going instead of where he's been.
Yeah, I like that.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
So what was the first topic you had?
Slowing down.
All right.
Yeah, we were thinking about that as a, you know, we experience age, a couple of things I've noticed, you know, of course, eyesight tends to go, so that causes depth perceptions and things like that to go. So, you know, pulling into parking spots is a little bit more time consuming or carefully done, and, you know, backing out and looking left and looking right and making sure your eyes are focused and all that kind of stuff, kind of a slow down type thing. And you know, walking down the streets, not a brisk walk anymore. It's a, you know, walk and smell the roses type thing. I was watching Seinfeld. We, you know, one of our big favorite things is Seinfeld. And he was on there talking about, you know, wondering, you know, why older people drive slow. He says, you know, the older people, they should be allowed to drive as fast as they want because, you know, they don't have much time. They need to get there and all that stuff. And I was sitting there thinking about my back and all that stuff because, you know, when I'm pulling into across curbs and all that stuff because of my back right now, I've got to pull across them slow or it's really painful.
Not curbs.
Well, not curbs, but,
the
you know,
dips in the roads,
dips in the streets and all that stuff. And, you know, I go across them a little bit slower because I don't want to get thrown back and forth. You know, because of my back right now. And yeah, I'm thinking, you know, old people driving slow, yeah, I'm not going to be mad at them anymore because, you know, I am becoming one of those people.
Yeah. Yes.
But, you know, slowing down everything, like slowing down eating, you know, that's better for the digestion. And slowing down, just everything slows down a little bit. So it's not bad. That's okay.
You know, I was sitting in the doctor's office not too long ago in the waiting room, and I had to sit there for quite a while. And I decided to sit there without my phone.
Yeah.
And I sat there, and I enjoyed myself.
Exactly.
Just sitting there watching other people. Mm-hmm. They were all on their phones, every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after I decided, well, I've had enough of just looking around and seeing, you know, all the posters on the walls, and I read a magazine that was sitting there, I decided to pull up my book and started reading it.
Yeah. You know, it's really, really fun to do when you're in a doctor's office like that.
What?
Go sit next to one of them, start up a conversation.
Oh,
that'll freak them out. That freaks them out. Hey, how you doing? What are you here for? And they kind of, you tell them, you know, yeah, well, you know, they said mine wasn't contagious, but, you know.
Well, you know, the thing is, when
freak them out.
As I sat there, I could literally and physically feel my body relax.
Yeah.
And my mind cleared and my breathing was better. I just was like, I just felt more calm and at peace, and I felt joy
because
I was like, oh, this is my life. I like it.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all. Slowing down. That's something in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was thinking about slowing down too. You know, I don't know why this came to light, but I was watching something, just a little clip thing of Elvis. And I always made fun of, you know, people are Elvis hooked. Hell. Then I started to listen to some of Elvis's music mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And I don't know why I transitioned this way into Elvis, but yeah, it's kind of like that guy could sing.
Yes.
Wow. You
yes.
know, wow.
Yes.
And, you know, we went and saw Graceland, which was kind of cool. It was very retro.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about
yeah.
it. It was very retro.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's he died quite a while back. So,
yeah.
you know, his life basically ended there. And that's kind of where it looks like Graceland ended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with
yeah.
all the furnishings and all
his
the
kitchen
stuff
looked
there.
Like a regular kitchen today.
Oh yeah, it looked. But
although
no,
it was in
but,
the 70s,
but it looked like a 70s kitchen.
It was the house is not huge.
No,
it's a regular house.
Yeah, the property's big, but
yeah.
the house itself, you know, it's bigger than you think.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't see upstairs. You can't go.
No,
upstairs.
You're not allowed to go upstairs.
But you know, as far as a small living room, small dining room. The bedroom downstairs where the parents lived, was it the grandparents?
The mother.
The mother lived, is not a big room.
No.
The kitchen wasn't
nope.
huge. They did build what they called the jungle room
yeah.
on the back, which was a nice size
no,
room.
No,
but it was
we
just,
went
but it was,
downstairs,
but it was a
we?
Den. You know, it was a den.
But
yeah.
we went to the basement.
Yeah, they had yeah. a basement where he had his pool table.
And his
and a
media,
sitting,
media room.
They call it the media room. Why do they call it the media room, remember? Do you remember why?
Because that's where he sat and watched the news.
Because he had
stuff?
Three TVs.
Oh, yeah.
Why did he have three TVs?
I don't know.
NBC, ABC, CBS. So he could watch all three networks
yeah.
at one time.
Yeah, isn't that
which
funny?
Which, you know, 1970s.
That's what you had to do.
But think about the 1970s, three TVs.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that was pretty sporty.
Anyway, the man had a voice.
Yes,
he
did.
Had a voice.
Yeah, and then
just smooth and silky as. Mm.
And then when you go and you know follow him a little bit and learn about what he went through
yeah.
and all that stuff, and then see his last performance and hear him belt that out.
Yeah,
as sick as he was.
Yeah,
it's like wow.
As sick and as drugged up as he
well,
was.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just say as sick as
oh,
he was.
Okay.
But you know, as sick as he was, it's like wow.
Mm-hmm.
That just kind of moves you. So anyway.
And I had no idea what's the name,
Colonel
Parker.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. Now they portrayed him in the Elvis movie as a con artist
yeah.
and ripped Elvis off.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at the time when I was growing up about
mm-hmm.
Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, he didn't honestly put into all the contractual stuff that he was going to take out of him, and you know, when he sued him. You know, for all the hours
yeah.
and all that
yes.
stuff. That,
'cause, yeah.
that was, you know, out of the blue type thing.
Yeah, I didn't know Elvis.
Expect.
I didn't know Elvis tried to get out of that.
No, he took advantage of him.
Sure did.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. Yep.
So moving on to the other subject that you had, we had slowing down Elvis and fasting.
Oh, fast. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yes, we have to fast today because...
You don't have to fast. I have to fast.
I'm going to fast today because I feel like it's the thing to do.
Aww.
Yeah, for, you know, to help you out too. But, you know, I think it's... Every once in a while, it's a good thing to do.
The baby's not going to fast,
no,
though. We're going to feed him.
Feed him. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to feed him, which will make it harder for us as... Like, oh, it looks so good.
Yeah, it won't be hard.
But,
it's not going to be hard.
But, yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. It makes you feel really good to do it at the end of it, you know, when it's over and you can drink some broth or do whatever, you know, or, you know, just get a little light meal in you. It really feels good after you've done it. But, you know, sometimes during the day it's kind of hard to do. But,
well, that's why I'm thankful we're going to have the baby because it's going to keep us distracted.
Yeah, that'll help.
And busy.
That'll help quite a bit.
Yeah, we're going to take him to a new park we found.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, did I interrupt
no,
you?
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got to do my, what do you call it, the prep.
Oh, yeah. That's.
And start that at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. God bless my wife. She's going to have to go through that colonoscopy thing and... She's got to do that prep this afternoon, and I've tried my best to calm her concerns, but it's going to be okay. Believe me, it'll be all right.
I'm feeling better about it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling better. I'm less apprehensive. I'm feeling better.
Well, the processor, the thing, we got to be there at 5:30 in the morning, so... You know, it'll be done by probably 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that. I don't know. We'll probably be out of there before 10 o'clock. But
how long does the colonoscopy take?
Doesn't take long, 20 minutes.
Okay.
At most, 20, 30 minutes.
Why does it take so long? If we're there, we probably got to prep everything and get everything ready.
You got to prep. You got to,
wait for the doctor.
Then you'll have to wake up and they'll have to make sure you're not too groggy or get sick or anything like that from the little bit of anesthesia. And then once you're up and, you know, alive and have gone through the necessary procedures of what you'll have to go through. Without getting too graphic on here, we'll load you in the car.
And
we'll go end our fast.
So I meant to ask you this the other day. Oh my gosh, it just left me. Oh, will the doctor give you results right there after it's all said and done, or do you have to wait like a week and go back and see him?
No, you'll be in recovery, and he'll come in and tell me what happened.
Oh.
He'll say, okay. Oh, everything's good. We remember last time.
Will he come and tell me? I probably won't remember.
No, he'll come tell me.
He's not going to come and tell me bye after all that, what he did to me.
He's not going to come kiss you on the cheek and say, I love you.
I want a kiss on the cheek, by God.
No, he'll just come in and tell me what happened and what they had to do and tell me, you know, we'll see her in 10 years or 5 years or whatever the case may be.
You get to tell me then what he found. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I'll tell you, you know, you're good. And then we'll go break our fast.
Yes.
Tradition for me after all the little surgeries, you know, if I've had surgery, I've had the colonoscopy, and then I had some other things done. And traditionally, we have a little restaurant that we go to, and I'm one that after these surgeries, I'm hungry and I eat. So traditionally, country fried steak, green beans, mashed potatoes, and coleslaw. That's what we'll go do.
We'll see how I feel.
Yeah, and it may be early to the point.
Too early, we have to just eat breakfast.
Well, we'll go eat breakfast, yeah. And then we get country fried steak, green beans.
No, I'm going to take advantage of this fast. After it's all said and done, after we do it, mm-hmm. I'm going to take this opportunity, since I will be totally cleaned out, mm-hmm. to not do that, not put all that crap back in my system.
Okay, well, you can get a salad while I eat that.
Okay.
But, you know, after that, by God.
All right. Well, all right, question of the day.
Question of the day. That's a good question.
All right.
Very simple question. You know, we're always in a fast pace, and, you know, during the weekdays, you're on a fast pace to go do something, but on the weekends, kind of slows down a little bit. And our question of the day is, on the weekends, what's your go-to breakfast? Is it simple? Is it elaborate?
Do you go out?
Do you go out? Do you stay in? Do you pick something from the garden? Do you go hunt and kill? Okay, I'm going on too far. Simple question. What's your go-to breakfast on the weekends?
There you go. Y'all, thanks for listening.
Have a great day.
I don't know if we're going to have a episode tomorrow or not.
We might.
It might be really late if we do.
We might have it really early.
Or we might have it really early. It depends.
You never know.
All right.
Go
thanks,
dogs.
Bye.
Go dogs.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!